أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك بعثناهم ليتساءلوا بينهم قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا صدق الله العظيم. Amongst the signs, or rather amongst the issues with regards to Dajjal, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us that when he was asked by Sahaba how long would this period of fitna of Dajjal remain, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it will be a period of 40 days. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one day will be equal to 1 year, and then another day will be equal to 1 month, and then another day will be equal to 1 week, and thereafter the days will be usual and normal, like normal days. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum then asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if that 1 day is going to be equal to 1 year, or 1 month, or 1 week, then how would we perform salat? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will do your calculation from the days before. In other words, you will calculate how the previous day's salat was, the times, and you will perform your salat over there. Thereafter Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said that he will move swiftly across the earth. And how swift would that be? Like how clouds move above us. That is how swiftly he will move from one place to the other. But obviously, he will be barred from going to Makkah Mukarramah and Medina Munawwara. So here again, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been very explicit insofar as the time frame of Dajjal is concerned. Coming back to Surah Al-Kahf, yesterday we discussed, or in the previous days we discussed certain signs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the people of the cave, the Ashab al-Kahf, to preserve them and to keep them intact. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the occasion and the time when they had awakened. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ. And similarly, we raised them, we got them up. And then thereafter, they began to ask each other amongst them. Like how we put them off to sleep. وَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ. We had sealed their ears. In a similar manner now, we had got them up. And after they got up, the Ashab al-Kahf began to ask each one, what was the question? قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ. One questioner amongst them asked the others, how long have you been sleeping in this cave? قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. Some of them responded and they replied that we stayed in this cave for a day or a portion of the day. In other words, for them this period of 3 centuries was just like they slept last night and they got up today. It was not more than a day or just a portion of the day. قَالُوا رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ. Obviously, they may have investigated themselves and their conditions, and then they decided that رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا لَبِثْتُمْ, that your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best how long you have spent in this cave. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us not only this very important lesson, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had preserved them for the 300 years. They were not eating, they were not drinking, but somehow they remained intact. Their bodies were not nourished with any external food, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept the body nourished. But also, ya rabbukum a'lamu bima labithtum, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Bani Israel, that we should not pursue those things about which we do not have knowledge. And here also, this is a very, very important lesson, that there are certain aspects of our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal knowledge to us. Like we discussed also in the pre-Tarawih talk, if we take the huruf muqatta'at, the alif lam mim of the Quran, or the alif lam ra of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal that knowledge for the ummah to know about it. Perhaps it was a secret between Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like that, there are many mutashabihat, many things that are not very clear to the ummah. And those are the things we should not pursue. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ. Even the greatest of knowledgeable people in the surface of this earth, earth, they will say, we bring iman. It is the ayat, it is the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is amongst one of the great fitnas that this ummah will go through in the pre-period before Dajjal and before these major signs of Qiyamah, that we want to pursue these issues. And the result is, rather than gaining hidayat from Allah, perhaps a person can be deviated. فَبَعْثُوا أَحَدَكُمْ بِوَرِقِكُمْ هَذِهِ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. Now they had taken, when they had left and gone to the cave, they had some monies with them, and now it was time for them to buy food. So hence they decided to send one of you with these silver coins of ours, إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ, to the nearby city. فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. And then he should see which is the most purest of all foods before he purchases. And here the Mufassirin, the commentators of the Quran, have also showed us another very important aspect, that these people were 300 years in the cave, and now it is time for them to eat, but yet they will look for the purest of all foods. Insofar as purest of all foods are concerned, number one, the income must be pure. In other words, the mode of income that comes to a person, that must also be permissible according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, the food itself we eat, it must also be permissible. And فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. We should do investigations, especially like it comes in the commentary, that because at the time when they had gone to sleep, most of the meat was sacrificed in the names of idols. So when we feel, when we see that in a marketplace most of the food is haram, then it is most prudent for us to investigate the kind of food that we are eating. فَلْيَأْتِكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِّنْ. And he should bring that food that he purchases. وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Obviously they had known, they had run away from the communities to safeguard the iman. So the instruction was, وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. They should be kind, courteous to the people. They should do it in a way that is concealed. They should not create havoc in the marketplace. وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. And nobody knows about us. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us many a great lessons, and amongst these lessons, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had nourished them for this period of 300 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that there are certain aspects, things that we do not know, we do not have knowledge, we should leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in whatever our intakes be by way of food, we should make sure they are 100% halal. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.